Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
And I've only honestly, I like Tom Cruise, but I think I've only seen one movie.
I think the first thing I saw him in was like Scary Movie 4 when he's humping Oprah.
What?
That wasn't. That was like Rex.
Or wait, was that someone playing Tom? Yeah.
I don't think he was playing himself humping Oprah.
Yeah, well, he looked a lot like.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 175. Today, as the dog show is going on in Chicago, we have an all New York crew. We have Tommy Smokes returning on. We have Marty, Big Ev, who was, by the way, you crushed the last episode.
Oh, thank
incredible
you.
Incredible work last
it.
Episode. Very funny. And we have Gooch on for a very special reason, along with Clem, because we are doing the best Toms episode. So the best Toms in the entire world. Some are fictional. I'd say a majority of them are real. But the best Toms episode, and obviously Gooch just had a very special moment with our good boy Tom Cruise, the busty man himself.
Crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't love a lot of Toms. And I've only, honestly, I like Tom Cruise, but I think I've only seen one movie. Is it
which one? Oh, don't tell
Maverick.
I want to know.
Maverick.
Oh, okay, that's pleasant. I thought it was going to be like,
I won't say that that is insane. I did see someone say the other day on Twitter that they had never seen a single one, which
that's
it feels crazy. Impossible.
That feels There's impossible.
Jerry Maguire, Marty?
No,
really great.
Jerry
movie.
Maguire invented every phrase.
Oh. That's yeah,
every phrase you've ever heard stems from Jerry Maguire. Show me the money, you complete me.
Mm-hmm. You had me at hello,
yeah, you had me at hello. Yep.
That's all from that movie,
all from that movie. Yep. It's crazy,
great. Marty. You'd like it, great.
Yeah, it's not even like I have something against him, it's more just like I guess I just never got around to it.
You seen Tropic Thunder?
Must have seen
Tropic. Yeah, I must have seen that. He was in
that? He's the big dancing agent.
You wouldn't even recognize
him. Yeah, see, like that doesn't count.
I think the first thing I saw him in was like Scary Movie 4 when he's humping Oprah.
What?
That wasn't.
That was like, that was like Rex.
Or wait, was that someone playing Tom? Yeah.
I don't think he was playing himself humping Oprah.
Yeah, well, he looked a lot like
that. That was like the worst thing that ever happened to him.
He does the Ellen DeGeneres couch thing, right?
He jumped on Oprah's couch. It was like the worst thing that ever happened to him for career wise, and
he's got made fun of it forever.
The idea of him like doing that would have been amazing. I kind of wish he did that.
Wait, who is it that was playing him in this? That looks like. Wait, no, this is from a different movie. I think. No way, that's actually him. But anyway, before we talk about all that, let's talk about Game Time. If you watch anything Barstool, you know everything there is to know about Game Time. The NBA playoffs are here, and the only place to get hard-to-get playoff tickets is Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views, and receipts, the lowest price guarantees, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets. Prices on the app actually go down closer to tip-off, so you can save up to 60% when buying last-minute tickets. I'm just checking right now. You can go to Mets Pacers right now in section 210. $663.
Mets Pacers, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
Mets.
Mets.
Oh, yeah. Mets, that'd be an incredible game if you could
get tickets
crazy.
For that.
Yeah. But yeah, $663 for an Eastern Conference Finals game in the Mecca. That's pretty fucking, that's a great deal right there.
That is an unbelievable deal.
Yeah.
Game one.
Incredible stuff. So what are you waiting for? Go get those playoff tickets right now. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right. Again, best Tom's bracket. Tommy, you are involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, I go more by Tommy, but I guess both work.
Yes. I'm going to give you are in this.
All right.
So you're going to have a chance to defend yourself.
I'm not even going to defend. Listen, I already won the best tea thing of all time and on episode whatever that was. So I don't need to win best Tom as well.
You don't think this is more important?
I won the best tea thing, period. I almost shouldn't even be in this.
Yeah. Was that Suede? If I remember correctly, Nick Suede that one a lot. He used a double vote, if I remember right.
The world gods waited.
But anyway, let's start out with our very first matchup of the day, which is our number 12 seed versus our number 5 seed. Our number 5 seed, very highly requested one, especially by Instagram, which I thought was a more younger audience. Tom Cat. Tom from Tom and Jerry. People love Tom Cat. I like Tom, too. Tom and Jerry, it's a pretty pleasant watch to watch as an adult. Easygoing, kind of, what do you call it, hijinks, I guess?
Yeah.
You do.
I was always a Jerry guy, but I respect what Tom brought to the table.
I was a Jerry guy as a child, and as you get older, though, I do somewhat feel bad for Tom. He's very clearly being just antagonized by this mouse.
Mm-hmm.
He's Rico.
Tom Cat is Rico?
Yeah.
Speak on it.
I don't know. I've never seen Tom and Jerry, but I feel like it's just like, oh, I always think he thinks he's going to get it, and then he gets smacked.
Does that make the mouse like Meek Phil?
Yeah. I'm going to need that Photoshop is.
I was going to say that needs to be made
right now. Especially doing one Tom scene where he like rolls up Jerry and smokes him like a cigarette. You ever see that? That's a great. And he's going up against number 12 seed. One, he's emerging among the Toms right now. Tom Holland. Not a lot. I feel like Tom Holland people are starting to get more into. Spider-Man, obviously, he's everything outside of Spider-Man, not as great, I would say, but he's charming. Charming little Englishman. What's
you
wrong
know
with
what
that?
Tom Holland's problem is? Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Chalamet just overshadows Tom
so
Holland.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
So again, Tom Cat versus Tom Holland, fictional cat versus real human actor who's British. That is a detriment. We'll start with you, Clem.
I actually, just real quick, Tommy, I was going to ask this question, and that's kind of the perfect jumping off point for it. Is there like a Tom versus Tim like rivalry that us non-Toms wouldn't know about? Like, do you consider Tim's any sort of your rival?
Oh, like just every a letter Tim? Apart? Yeah. You think about it sometimes, yeah. But I rarely get, you know, I have more of a beef with the name Kyle. And I think I've said this on here before. It makes no sense. Yeah, actually, today I was getting a coffee. They're like, what's your name? And I was like, Tom, T-O-M. And she laughed at me, the cashier. She was like, I was like, what's so funny? And she was like, just funny to spell out Tom. And I was like, well, I was like, to be honest, the issue is a lot of times when I say Tom, people think I said Kyle. And I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
What?
It's happened to me at least 10 times in my life. If I, Tom, Kyle, I don't know what it is. And I know everyone gives me this look. They say, you're crazy. It has happened to me multiple times. I don't know why. I've never been mistaken for Tim because they're different sounding words.
So is Kyle.
Tom? Kyle?
Who says Kyle?
Listen, I'm not pretending to,
I think you are.
To understand it. I'm just saying it happens to
also, me. Spelling out Tom is crazy.
But I always feel the need because I might get mistaken for Kyle.
Yeah. I'm trying to guess, like, maybe they didn't know your name and they're just taking a shot in the dark that your name might be Kyle.
It's Tom.
Like only I don't think you look
maybe
like
it's
a
that
Kyle.
You look like a Kyle.
I don't think you
how
look
does
like
that
a
make
Kyle.
You feel?
What's the name for the order? Tom? Yeah, I don't know how they got
no, it's not working.
You keep trying to say it.
Listen, I don't get it. They're all idiots that fall for it, but it happens.
So, Clem, who are you going to go for?
All right. First of all, I didn't know his name was Tom Cat. I kind of love it. I don't. This is also another take. Jerry, I always saw was a girl because of the long eyelashes, just like Tweety Bird. I always saw was a girl. It's a boy. I have long
the
eyelashes.
Name Jerry didn't ring eyelashes. Any bells?
Gerald. My mom's name is actually Gerald. J-E-R-Y-L. So that was kind of my first experience with J-E-R-Y's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
However, so this is the thing about Tom. Great memes. You'll see an occasional. I think when you take like an older cartoon and you throw it in meme form or you GIF it or something, it just works. I appreciate all those. My son watches Tom and Jerry. It's like, I think it's on Netflix. He stumbled upon it. He just loves fucking things getting their asses kicked. So that's great. I love because it's like they don't know what the fuck Bugs Bunny are. These kids are these days. These damn kids. However,
that's sad.
Tom Holland, a Marvel guy. He's Spider-Man. And you know what? I don't know what it is. I'm not short by any means. He's just like the king of the short kings, and somehow he still is in Die Hard. I'm just rooting for that kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm going Tom Holland just based on Spider-Man and the fact he somehow still has, like, I guess at one point the hot name in Hollywood in Zendaya.
What's other his like big movies?
He was in one awful movie on Apple TV.
He's going to be in the next Nolan movie as a lead.
That one's not bad. I didn't see Spider-Man, but there's nothing else that I
should. He's really
good
in Spider-Man. He's a great Spider-Man. Everything else is just not particularly strong.
That's a good thing to be good at, though.
Yeah, like Uncharted, Devil All the Time, Cherry.
Oh, Devil All the Time's not bad.
Yeah, but he, it's like
is he bad in those?
No, he's always good. Just the movies outside of Spider-Man aren't good. if that makes
sense.
He's
bad at picking movies.
Yeah, and now he's going to be in a Christopher Nolan movie, which is going to be, that's kind of a make or break.
The Odyssey, right?
If he's somehow in the first bad Christopher Nolan movie, that's going to be disastrous.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a tremendous amount of pressure.
That's tough.
So I would like to change my vote if that happens down the road.
Down the road? Okay.
Yes.
So one vote for Tom Holland. Tommy.
I'm going to go Tom Holland as well. Listen, he's no Chalamet. Hell, nobody is. But I like Tom Holland. He's great as Spider-Man. He's got that boyish charm. I've watched a few interviews with him. Maybe it's been on Hot Ones and just a few random like YouTube interviews. Nice guy, well-spoken, charismatic.
I like the smoking.
Yeah, I mean, listen, nothing against Tom and Jerry, but if I have to choose between a cartoon cat or a human being, I'm going to choose Tom Holland.
Two votes for Tom Holland.
I'm going Tom Holland as well. Wasn't a Tom and Jerry guy. I don't love how annoying they are about how they want to be private. Him and Zendaya.
So we
get it. Be private. I'm okay with being private, but they keep telling you how private they want to be. Mm. So just do it.
A lot of celebrity couples, I feel like, do that.
You should, as a celebrity couple, go be private. But just don't, you know, just keep telling me. I get upset by that.
It's also a great song called Tom Holland. It's like an under the radar, like emo pop-ish song that I just really like.
Really?
If you ask me at the wall, then I'm Tom Holland. We can't play it because
keep falling.
I don't know. What's next?
If you catch me at the wall, like I'm Tom Holland.
If you catch me at the wall.
I don't know. It's good. I like it. Mm. Everyone go look it up.
So three for Tom Holland, Big F.
I think I'm going to go with Tom Cat. I don't know anything about Tom Holland other than he's an actor. I did, any chance I get the opportunity to talk about it, I will, and this is the perfect alley-oop. I did bump into Zendaya once.
Ooh.
At the airport. One of the wildest experiences I've ever had. It was right, like, she's hot too, fresh off all that. What, was she in Dune?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, the big movies. I think she was in New York for Fashion Week. It would have lined up time-wise. We're going on a college football show trip. And it was one of those where just kind of we were like walking, like going outside to get in the plane.
Private.
And she kind of just,
this was not JFK.
No, the diet does not go to hell now. Where she walks up, she's like no makeup, like where we're all walking through. She kind of just almost cuts, like we're walking almost in like a single file, like out the door. And she kind of got caught in a weird spot where she like walked through. So me and her are literally like face to face for like a second. It was insane. And I'm kind of doing one of those where I'm looking around at everyone and no one else noticed her.
That was her?
So then we get on this like little shuttle that rides out, brings us out to the plane. And I'm like telling everyone, I'm like, yo, like that was just fucking Zendaya. And then Dave gets mad at me. He's like, why didn't you say anything? I'm like, I am right now. I'm like, this is it. I'm like, how did no one see her? It was insane. But any chance I get to talk about it, I will. It was just such a wild, like random thing. But I'll go Tomcat.
So you did all that to pick against her boyfriend?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Or fiance?
Fiance.
I think so. Yeah. No, but I remember you telling me that, and you said you felt like the aura too.
She has it for sure. There was no makeup. Like you would tell, she didn't want to be seen by anybody. It just was like the weirdest, like and it was wild. She just walked right through our line. She just got caught in a weird, like she came out of the door and we kind of were like right next to it. So she kind of just walked through and we just were like this. Like we had to avoid each other.
Do you remember when we saw Bradley Cooper walk through that airport?
Stunning.
Talk about aura.
He didn't know that was true. I've never felt excellence like that.
He walked right through, didn't stop for a coffee, walked right through, right onto the plane.
Yeah, he didn't. He was beast. Black leather jacket. Backwards Eagles hat, aviators.
He made me a Philly cheesesteak one time.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes. He's pretty cool. That's fine.
Ev, I was not there for that airport incident. That was the exact outfit I had in my mind as you guys.
He delivered on anything because we got the little tip from the guy who like whatever coins it was like, yo, like Bradley Cooper's gonna be probably walking through here in a second. So we all there was maybe like me, Tommy, maybe like Dave or like one other person was there. So we're just kind of waiting for it. Like he walked in the one door, like didn't break, it was like an L shape, didn't break stride.
Breathtaking.
It was the biggest plane I've ever seen. He goes, yeah, that's like Time Warner's G6.
Jesus.
It was right. He was fresh off Star Was Born. Fresh off that. I think that was, he was like going to promote the movie or something. Nuts.
So Tom Holland has three votes. Tom Cat has one. If I'm voting here, if Tom Holland went on College Game Day and made a crazy good pick, I'd probably vote for him. He didn't. That was Tim. So I'm going to go with Tom Cat. He was a classic. He used to entertain generations. I think only really young people know Tom Holland for the most part. So
I think so? I think he's got the wide generational appeal. I think he's got like that. Like my grandma probably
knows who Tom Holland is?
Maybe.
That's a maybe a stretch.
I don't know.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate. With the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
My parents definitely do.
Your parents definitely know who Tomcat is. And your grandma definitely knows who Tomcat is.
That's true. But one thing I am going to bring up, even before Tom Holland and Zendaya started dating, like those old interview clips, he had Zendaya acting like an absolute fucking fool in front of the whole world. Like she's like giggling, kicking her feet, acting like an idiot. And this little quirked up white boy is the one causing that. Like,
yeah.
So like he's got something that we don't know about. Like, even off camera, he's got to have some sort of charm. I want that X factor. Give me Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's going to win. He also is, like, an acrobat, great dancer. Like yes. He went on, like, I forget what show he did, but then he danced, like, Umbrella.
Big
but,
golfer, too.
Yeah, huge golfer. That's right. He brought his golf clubs with him to Greece to do all the greens there. It's crazy.
I feel like Tomcat's biggest hit is that I feel like, I don't know which one it is, Itchy or Scratchy, whatever that cat is, kind of took his, like...
Itchy
like, his brand, right? Itchy took his brand as, like, the cat that gets his ass kicked, the mouse. He was Itchy?
Who's Itchy?
Itchy and Scratchy?
Who's that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking
about either. Oh, my God. You guys know Tom and Jerry, but you don't know Itchy and Scratchy.
I mean, Tom and Jerry are light years above Itchy and Scratchy.
Oh, from like this, the fucking Simpsons.
I
know
these
thing.
Simpsons. I remember these two.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I watched the Simpsons.
Yeah, I never got to the Simpsons either. I'm sorry, Clem. We screwed you.
I think I might be too old for this show right now. I picked Tom Holland of all people. I should be the guy taking Tomcat.
Taking Tomcat, yeah. So Tom Holland is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, simple one. Another actor, this one much more story, Tom Hanks. People love Tom Hanks. He's an easy guy to love, I think. He's in a lot of classic movies.
Check the flight logs.
Yeah, don't check the flight logs under any circumstances.
You check them.
And he's going up
and
against...
he gave us all COVID.
Also, he was the first one to get it in Australia, right?
Yeah. Remember, when he got COVID, I was like, he's dead.
Yeah.
That's like when he first... I was like, oh my God, he got this crazy
I think that was
disease.
The Rudy Gobert night.
It was.
Yeah, like the Trump little office.
Yeah.
It's like Tom Hanks and his wife are dying right now in Australia. They're on
this crazy disease.
Yeah. And he's going up against number 13 seed. More of an American legend, I would say, than anything. Tom Sawyer. That's like an Americana folk legend. Not a lot of people feel like fuck with Tom Sawyer, though, nowadays. But he is like an American storytelling folk
I think I liked
legend.
The book as a kid. And I was like, this little rascal.
Yeah, it's a little
he's
kid.
Everything you want to be as a kid.
Getting other people to paint the fence for him or whatnot. Tom Sawyer, old American legend, versus Tom Hanks, current more American legend.
Tom Sawyer.
So we'll start with you, book. Gooch.
Yeah. I don't think I read Tom Sawyer. I think I read Huckleberry Finn. So I was a Huck guy. So I guess I gotta go Tom Hanks.
You wouldn't want to go Tom Hanks though, otherwise.
Probably not. I'll be honest. I'm not a big Tom Hanks guy. Mm. I'm also a Forrest Gump hater.
But he has like a million other good movies though. Like,
he's Forrest Gump in my brain.
Saving Private Ryan. He's got fucking Philadelphia.
Castaway.
He's Castaway to me.
Castaway's so good.
And The Terminal are the two top into my.
He's Otto.
Woody.
To me.
Woody.
Woody, yeah, I mean, Woody, a fucking Toy Story, man. Like, he's got, like, so many hits under his belt, it's crazy. Even The Burbs, dare I say, Clem, which does that ring a
bell? You know what? Here's my justification for taking Tom Hanks. He created Chet Hanks, which...
Oh, he's an awesome...
I love Chet Hanks.
Well, you guys know, he's unbelievable in that show.
Yes.
The basketball
he's really
show.
Funny, very funny.
It's unbelievable.
He's a good actor. Like, out of all Tom's sons, he's, like, the most natural on camera.
Tom Hanks tries very hard to be an actor and he doesn't sniff a cold candle.
No. He's a bit of an enemy to me, Chet Hanks, when he threatened to sue me and everything. Because we called him live on the act. Apparently, I don't know, Nick and KB had his number somehow. And it was always a bit where it's like, oh, try to call Chet Hanks. And he never answered. One day I was on the act, called him, picked up. I say, oh, what's up? I talked to him, and then I'll find the text messages. Chet
I think
Hanks
they,
sent me.
If I remember correctly, they paid him like a decent amount of money to just say, it's Chet.
It's hysterical. He's like, it's Chet.
And that's it. That's the only thing
he said. You know what you
song.
Just did is illegal. Congrats, dipshit. You'll be hearing from my lawyer. You're fucked.
What a guy. That probably put you for a little whirl there, too. You probably
I was like, yeah, dude, sorry, blah, blah, blah. It's been deleted. And he goes, fuck calling into the show. My lawyer's going to be calling into your bosses. I'm coming for everything. You're fucked. Kiss your stupid ass podcast. Goodbye.
Kiss your stupid ass.
Funny enough, it ain't mine.
So I'm going to go for Hanks as well, but just more so because I don't really care a ton about Tom Sawyer. He got submitted a lot, but it's an American legend thing. Big Ev?
When I watched Captain Phillips for the first time like 2 weeks ago, excellent movie.
He's really good in it.
Excellent.
Is that on The Captain now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Phenomenal movie. I'll go Tom Hanks. Saving Private Ryan's also a classic. Oh. Not a big Tom Sawyer guy. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Marty?
I had to look up Tom Sawyer.
No and double check.
I didn't even know what it was. I still don't get what it is.
Just like a little kid is a rapscallion. He like gets people to do his work for him.
Oh. No. Tom Hanks.
I'm with Gooch. I'm not the biggest Tom Hanks guy, but I mean, he's fine. I just think people, I don't know, praise goes a little overboard sometimes. But
do you think people care about him anymore?
I think it's reeled in.
It's definitely real. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll go Tom Hanks, but I'm reluctant about it.
It definitely is.
He got an easy matchup.
I don't love Tom. I think if you love Tom Hanks, you're crazy.
Mm. I think the love reeled in after the pedophile stuff. Even though it's the craziest people, the other ones that said that, I think it definitely reeled in a little after that. Clint.
I'm so scared to make any takes right now after the litchy and scratchy stuff. Like, Tom Sawyer, the only two things I feel like it's Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, right? Are they like buddies? So if you're a Huck Finn guy, you can like then be like, Tom Sawyer is his dude, so I'm going to vote Tom Sawyer. I didn't read either. Tom Sawyer Island on Disney, I remember, sucked. You guys might be too young for that, but it was like a part of Disney. I don't know if it's still
I remember Tom Sawyer Island.
I didn't like it.
No,
And Tom Sawyer, the song by Rush, like, is anybody know? Great song, right? Okay.
Actually, so if it was the song versus Tom Hanks, that gets a little bit more interesting.
More dicey, yeah.
That's a mean
Which one is it, Tuck and Jab?
Right?
I know the song is from I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man.
Big Rush guys.
Good ass song. Okay, so Tom Hanks is going to move on regardless. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 8 seed's another, this is actually a singer-songwriter, Tom Petty, RIP. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Great, great band. Did the Super Bowl.
Give me some of their top songs.
I wonder if
Free Fallen?
I wonder if I can play them, but
that's no, Back Down.
Won't back down. American Woman.
It was an American Girl.
Those are all good songs. Yeah. And that's going up against the number 90, Tommy Lee Jones. Fantastic, fantastic actor. Old timer. Big time old timer.
He's from Men in Black, right?
He is in Men in Black, yeah. Mm-hmm. No Country for Old Men. Among a million other things. Very, very good actor. Old time grump of a man. He wants the great story we always talk about on LCB. On Batman and was it Batman and Robin?
Batman Forever.
He played Two-Face, the Harvey Dent character, and he was alongside the Riddler, which is Jim Carrey, and he hated Jim Carrey's guts. He hated him. And they both showed up to a restaurant at the same time. Jim Carrey comes up to him and he's like, "Hey, like, how you do? This is the movie treating you?" Blah 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 blah. And Tommy Lee Jones goes, "I do not want to speak to you anymore. I cannot sanction your buffoonery." And like,
love that.
Jim Carrey was like, "Okay," and he just left and never talked to him again.
Kind of love that.
So, did Tommy Lee Jones also have a role in the Lewis and Clark show? Lois and Clark? The Superman show?
I feel like that's too...
Dean Cain?
Oh, I don't know.
Did he play
Perry? That would be strange. Because I feel like he'd be... I feel like that's way too low tier for him to be in at that point in his life. That's a great show.
Yeah. He's in Man of the House. You ever seen Man of the House?
The House Bunny or what?
No, it was Man of the House. Is like a Texas state trooper who becomes like like the house mother for a bunch of Texas cheerleaders.
Oh no, this guy Lane Smith. He kind of looks like Tommy Lee Jones a little bit though.
Tommy Lee Jones plays a house mother.
Yeah,
that guy kind of like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, I might have gone my entire life thinking that was Tommy Lee Jones in that role.
Type in Tommy Lee Jones. Make sure I know.
Yeah, U.S. Marshals, The Fugitive, whole bunch of great movies from Tommy Lee. So we'll start with you this time, Clem. Tommy Lee Jones or Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
I'm not a diehard Tommy Lee Jones guy. He's good in The Fugitive. Three names. You're going three names. You kind of be an assassin and have like a big assassination under your belt, right? Lee Harvey Oswald and all those kind of guys. Tom Petty. They said Super Bowl. He did Super Bowl 42. He was the halftime show for when the Giants beat the Patriots. So best night of my sports life. And he was like number one on my gonna go see him in concert. And then I'll never forget. I was at dinner with my family, just saw the TV, Tom Petty down. I was like, what the fuck? So that was like, if there's anyone you ever want to see in concert, just go see him as soon as you can, because you never know when they're just going to die on your ass. So Tom Petty, I got to do it for you, pal. I couldn't see you in concert. The least I could do is vote for you on the bracket.
One vote for Tom Petty. Tommy.
Listen, it might be stolen valor, but I fucking loved Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman. And up until 30 seconds ago, I thought Tommy Lee Jones was in it. So I'm going to go Tommy Lee Jones.
One vote for Tommy Lee Jones.
Petty. Free Fallin's just a classic.
Really, really, really good song.
And then doesn't one team sing it in college football?
What?
I thought one college team in college football sings a Tom Petty song, and they all sing it. Is it Florida, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Florida does. I won't back down.
He's from Florida.
Yeah, so I think it might. They do some. Some team does, but
I don't know the Tom Petty songs well enough. But the few that got said before are easy to take Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm. Not the Gators sing. I won't back down. I won't back down. Yeah. The Gators fans sing it.
Yes,
got it. Marty.
So we are. Then you're going to vote for Tom Petty as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, easy.
Between these two, I get more enjoyment out of Tommy Lee Jones' acting.
Hey, LCB listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
The all-new Whoop is here, now more advanced than ever. Train smarter, sleep deeper, recover faster. Extend your healthy years. Understand your cycle phases. Now 7% smaller with 14 plus days of battery life. So your data never stops, and neither do you. Power your best performance with memberships made for every goal. Join Whoop today.
All right, now back to the episode.
Yeah, I'm going with Tommy Lee Jones. Fuck it. 3 votes for Tom Petty, 2 for Tommy Lee Jones.
So in season 3 of the show Scrubs, the first episode, Elliot, the hot blonde who's kind of in her shell at this point, finally decides to just take on a new look. She cuts her hair short, starts wearing smaller clothes. This is all done through a montage with American Girl by Tom Petty playing in the background. A very formative moment for me as a young child. So, yes, Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm. You remember a lot of things?
Some things.
You seem to remember, like, very specific things.
Listen, I remember that episode.
That's a really good song, too, American Girl. I didn't even think about that. Good call. So now, as Tom Petty moves on, we have our 1 seed versus 16 seed play. And Tommy, this is your chance to shine. So it's going to be Tommy Smokes is going to be, we'll say, as our first option.
Sure.
In our chain game. He's going to be going up against Tom DeLonge. It's a tough matchup.
That's Blink 182?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the alien guy.
Yeah. He loves aliens.
I have him beat.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. Let me try and go from the bottom up so that you see if you could beat them. Let's say Tom Segura. I think I like you more than Tom Segura by a decent amount.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I would hope. Have they ever fucking met Tom Segura?
Actually, yes, once. I just don't like him. I don't find his comedy funny.
Got him.
I don't know if that is the consensus here, but.
I think he's pretty funny. I like him.
I have no ill will to it.
I have no ill will, but I think Tommy is better than Tom Segura. I think is the idea here. Toonami Tom, which was suggested by Gooch, which I think is very good. If you've ever seen
Toonami. Never heard of him.
Toonami from, it'd be like, was it Cartoon Network late at night?
Yeah, it's Cartoon Network on Saturdays if you stayed up past like 10. Yeah,
He would come in as like a DJ.
He was a very swaggy little guy.
Yeah, he was like a robot that would like put on the cool cartoons late at night. Let's say Tom Jones, What's New Pussycat singer.
Yeah, that's Fresh Prince, right? It's not unusual to be...
Yes.
Yeah, good song, but, I mean, come on.
Tom Ford.
Another good song,
Tom Ford, the designer.
Yeah, it's a song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Jay-Z and Tom Ford.
Thomas Jefferson.
Owned slaves. I've never owned slaves.
No, that's true.
That was good. I'm not going to take him.
Yeah. All right, now let's see. Can you beat Tom Hiddleston?
He's good.
Who's that?
plays Loki in the
Avengers. He plays Loki, among other characters. That's one worth... Google his face, you'll know him immediately. So we'll say then Tommy Smokes versus Tom Hiddleston. Which one should go up against our number one seed? Start with you, Gooch.
Man. I love Blink-182, and I love Tom DeLonge. Just an absolute freak in the music world. Left his very successful band to go look for aliens.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, when those Hillary Clinton emails got leaked, 15 years ago.
Which ones?
there was a big batch of them, which was just correspondence between her team and Tom DeLonge about UFOs, where he just would not stop emailing her. So that's fascinating.
I like
that. None of these guys have ever had a Tommy chant going.
That's true.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Listen, not once. I've never seen people at the West End in London chanting for Tom Hiddleston going, Tommy. Tommy. So Smokes. Smokes has my vote.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but it's a good point.
One vote for Smokes. Between all these and Tommy Smokes, I'm going to go with Tommy Smokes as well. I want to give you a shot.
I don't think you've ever seen this person.
No, certainly
I've never seen this person in my life.
No. So. I think the best thing, Tommy, is going with my vote. I've only heard of probably two of the other names you said.
That's and one of them owns slaves.
Yes. Yeah. So we are all...
He's on the $20 bill, correct?
Thomas Jefferson, no. No. He is on
Andrew
the $2 bill.
On the 20.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson was on the $2 bill.
Right. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's why I don't say anything about it.
That's why I pose it as a question. Yeah. Is it right? I don't fucking know.
So we are all Tommy Smokes right now.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, so it's tough to vote for a guy I don't know.
Tommy?
I mean, I would have went Tom Hiddleston, yeah. But I appreciate it, guys.
Clem, what would you have voted for?
I mean, Hiddleston would have made things... Tom, did you ever date Taylor Swift?
Hiddleston was a Taylor Swift dater?
No.
Yeah. He had his time.
But I mean, he broke her heart.
He did.
As they all did. So yeah, I would have gotten Tommy Smokes.
So now you're going to have to really defend yourself because it's Tommy Smokes versus our number one seed, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think I should win this whole thing, but Tom Cruise, I didn't even know I would be going up against Tom Cruise. I'm not a huge Tom Cruise guy. Mm-hmm. Scientology...
The end of list.
Scientology. Yeah. I've never seen the Mission Impossible movies.
Wow.
I haven't either.
You guys love him.
He's jumped on Oprah's couch and all that. I would never jump on Oprah's couch. Yeah, I mean, it's just really...
If he's in love with Katie Holmes, he might.
It's more about, like, do you like and appreciate Scientology or not is sort of the question you got to wrestle with here.
I like... This is doing a great job of, like, manipulating the vote here. Yes. If you vote for Tom Cruise, you are voting for Scientology.
You do sort of endorse Scientology, and that's not even a joke.
By default, you have to. I'm like, this is
I might vote Tom Cruise still, but I'm laying out the stakes for everybody.
I appreciate you doing that.
On the flip side, you do endorse the Catholic Church by voting for Tommy Smokes.
Is that true?
Mm. I mean, I was raised Catholic. You know, I do wear a St. Mary chain. You What's do worse
wow.
though?
Wow.
You wear a.
I wear a long chain.
Yeah. I know distinctly of very bad things the Catholic Church has done. I don't know how many actually bad things Scientology has done besides.
But I would say Tom Cruise has done way more for Scientology than I have for the Catholic Church. Like Tom Cruise is more likely to be involved in the bad Scientology stuff. I've never, you know, molested a kid.
Now I'm thinking
as a priest.
You didn't need to clarify that. Now I kind of think
as a priest.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Gooch. Tom Cruise or Tommy Smokes?
I'm sorry, Tommy. This is Tom Cruise in a blowout.
Hey,
how was the aura?
Was the aura? It's insane. Yeah. He is truly the most charismatic and intense person I've.
Are you talking about me or Cruise?
No. Yeah, you're close. You're very close.
Second.
Intense. It's insane
and charismatic.
Okay, so Tom Cruise or Tommy Smokes? I not to make a full on vote for Scientology. I'd definitely go. I gotta go Tom Cruise on this one.
Cool.
I just have to.
Good actor.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick was just a great film. I said I enjoyed Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips is not Tom Cruise.
You can't give him credit for Captain Phillips. He wasn't in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Fair. It's a good point. It's a good point. I'm getting my Toms mixed up.
I mean, Good Will Hunting was a great movie. Do I get credit for that? I wasn't in that.
That shows how good Captain Phillips was. It's still stuck in my head.
Yeah, you really liked that movie.
I did. I really did. I really liked it. The Somali Pirates, it was just fascinating.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Top Gun Maverick was a great movie.
All right, so this could be the deciding vote, Marty. Tom Cruise or Tommy Smokes?
I'm all for Tommy Smokes.
You're voting for Tommy Smokes?
Yep. I appreciate that.
It's a race.
I mean, anything could happen right now, Tommy, depending on
voting for myself. And not, this isn't even like, I like myself more than I like Tom Cruise.
I don't know anything about Tom Cruise.
Let me bring up this dating history for you. This is one of the elite lineups.
Come on.
Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, Cher in the 80s, Heather Locklear, Sofia Vergara, Shakira, just murderers.
Sofia Vergara.
Tommy.
Mimi Rogers. Special.
Tommy.
I mean, I ain't going to put my shorties on fast. Like so I'll go myself, I guess.
So 3 votes for Tom Cruise, 2 votes for Tommy Smokes. Clem?
I'm torn. I was hoping you guys are going to make this decision for me. I was happy to be in the last seat here. Now I'm going to make the vote come to a head.
If it's a tie, we could call security guard.
Ebony is coming straight in here. Yeah.
So, Tom Cruise is like the patron saint of movies. So all those movies exist because Tom Cruise has kept them alive all these years, right?
I guess if you look at it.
And then if you're talking Scientology and the Catholic Church as these like evil beings, I'm like, Tommy is a Yankees fan, which I consider on par with all those. However, I just looked it up. Tom Cruise is also a Yankees fan, so that wipes those out. And this is going to be the deciding factor, and I'm sorry to those who voted for him. But what Tom Cruise did to fucking Katie Holmes, if he wasn't the head of a fucking shady religion, he should be buried 30 feet under the earth. I'm voting for Thomas.
Wow. What a comeback.
It's a Katie Holmes vote. I wanted to let me know it's a Katie Holmes vote, not a Tommy Smoltz vote.
All right, sorry, you want
to
go grab Ebony?
Grab Ebony, I guess. She's right out there.
I blame him for her not being in The Dark Knight, even though I don't think the timeline's
match.
Yeah,
I don't know if that works out either, but yeah. I agree with you on that. Ebony could go any direction here.
Ebony's going to be offended when we ask her this question, potentially.
Yeah.
It's ooh.
I could also be her being like, who the fuck's Tom Cruise?
That too. It could happen.
She don't go see who the fuck's Tommy Smokes.
There's a height. There's a
yeah, true.
Ebony's like from Collateral.
Hey, Clem. Before she comes
born
in.
Born 4th of July.
Do you remember when Mike Piazza had a press conference saying that he wasn't gay?
Yes.
With Sam Champion, the weatherman. Yeah.
What a wild time.
Ebony's gone. Jose didn't want to break the tie. Should I call security guard Pat?
Call him right now. This could also still go either way.
Can't wait to see how Tommy positions this.
Are we calling Chet Hanks? Is that who we're calling?
We're calling security guard Pat.
we should call Chet Hanks.
Funny. Holy shit.
Who?
Chet Hanks to break the tie.
Imagine me versus Tom Hanks.
Me guan kill myself.
Hello. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
You're on a podcast right now. We need you to be a tie-breaking vote, as you usually are.
Okay.
Just real quick, simple, easy. Who do you like more, me or Tom Cruise? Thank you, Pat. Have a good Tuesday.
All right, you too.
What a good guy.
All right, well,
what a fucking beast. So that means Tommy Smokes is going
to
take
down
Tom Cruise.
That's a tough one to get through, too.
Yeah. It was. And I'll be honest,
battle.
After this, it's going to be pretty easy path for you to get to the finals.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry,
guys.
You all
let this happen.
I didn't even vote for myself. The first time
you didn't. So now we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed on the other side. The 11 seed is Tommy Lee from Motley Crue,
from the porn.
Yeah, from the porno. From Tommy Lee from the porno, going up against, which by the way, he has weird shit going on recently. Did you see that with Brittany Froland or whatever?
I knew they were married, but
dude, she got catfished by another band's drummer and fell in love with the catfish of another band's drummer. And now they're breaking up over it. It's crazy. That's weird shit's going on with Tommy Lee. Anyway, and that's going up against number 6 seed, another actor, Tom Hardy, one that's very beloved. People love Tom Hardy. Great, great actor. So let's start with you this time, Clem. Who do you
Bane.
Which Tom do you think is better?
He's Bane.
I'm not a big Tommy Lee guy. I have this blind spot towards Tom Hardy. I've seen a bunch of his movies, and I just never remember who he is or what he played.
It's because his face is all covered.
Yeah.
That's probably part of my problem here. He's in Inception. He's obviously Bane.
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Yes. Okay. I mean, those are some. I love Mad those Max. Fucking movies.
Yeah.
I kind of hate Tommy Lee. So I'm sold on
you
Tom
hate
Hardy.
Tommy Lee.
Kind of hate Tommy Lee. I just do.
Why is that?
Maybe I thought I had a chance with Pam Anderson back when I saw the fucking porno video, and I was like, well, I definitely don't have what he has, so I don't have a chance.
Yeah. So one vote for Tom Hardy.
I respect Tommy Lee's game. I mean, fucking Pam Anderson, that's as good as it gets. But I really like, I think he does a great job as Bane. He's great in Inception. I like Tom Hardy. And I do, I feel like he gets forgotten about a lot. I feel like you forget, oh yeah, Tom Hardy. But whenever he pops up in a movie, he's good. So I'll go Tom Hardy.
He's been picking a lot of bad stuff lately, like the Venom franchise.
Oh, I heard that new show's good, though.
Which one?
Mobland.
Yeah, it's good.
I heard it's a pretty good show.
I like it.
You know his dad's name's Chips?
Who's dad's?
Hardy.
Tom Hardy's dad's real life dad is named
Chips. Chips.
You just saw that when you looked it up?
Yep.
Chips Hardy?
Yeah. Hardy. I was looking up who Tom Hardy is. Oh,
and Chips to them are fries. So.
He's Australian, though, right?
Hardy? I think Hardy's English.
He's English?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
English.
Yeah.
I'm going Tom Hardy.
You're going with Tom Hardy as well?
Tom
Warrior,
Hardy,
by
Tom,
the way?
I was just going to say he's the guy in Warrior, right?
Yeah.
Great movie. I'm going to go with Tommy Lee. You know, another movie, I love The Dirt.
That's a really good movie.
One of those
yeah.
movies, I'm a creature of habit, so when I like a movie, I hammer it. I watched it and just like watched it over again.
What's
I
name,
watched it so, probably 15 times now.
MGK, right?
Yeah, he plays
phenomenal. Oh, that is a good movie.
I don't great know what movie.
He got punched 72.
Their band.
He got punched 72 times in the chest for that movie.
He did.
Yeah.
Really?
It's on Netflix. It's fantastic.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, there was a very funny article.
You realize like how are like some of them still alive?
Yeah.
Are they
yeah.
all alive? There's one's dead.
I think one's gone. The rest of them, I'm pretty
well,
sure.
Well, the one had, he has the chronic, like...
But if you
he has, like,
watch,
the back thing. It, like, ages you, like, fast.
Yeah. Like, I forget what it is. Something.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have 3 votes for Tom Hardy, 1 vote for Tommy Lee. I'd go with Tom Hardy. I like Tom Hardy. When he's not acting in really bad movies, I really enjoy him quite a bit.
Yeah, Hardy, for sure. He is... There's a nice, like, dichotomy to his, like, online presence where half the internet treats him like this, like, alpha male, like, figurehead. Mm-hmm. And they'll, like, put, like, fake quotes, like, a lion does not concern himself with the opinion of sheep. Yep. And it's just him smoking a cigar.
That's how I
and
know
And then the
him.
Other half is, like, his just old MySpace photos where he's just the gayest man alive.
The gayest man alive. Beyond, without a shadow of doubt, the gayest man alive. It's like him with, like, doing, like the duck lip selfies and shit. Dude. Like, shirtless in his underwear. Why was
he doing? When I just looked him up, he looked so different. And so I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
He also has, like, a very funny quote where someone, like, asked him if he was gay. And he's just like, well, I'm not gay, but I've had sex with men.
He's like, yeah.
Tom
like,
Hardy said that?
He's like, I'm an actor. What do you think? Or something, right? Yeah, what was it? Yeah, he's like, I'm an actor. So of course, I've had sex with men. Like, what is that? I don't know.
Not sure if that goes hand in hand.
I don't know if that one works.
He's going to be tough to beat for me.
Yeah. So Tom Hardy is going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, among many other things. I mean, he's like the inventor. Like, you know what I mean?
Electricity is a big one.
That's a big one
to have in your ledger.
That is humongous. Also, I believe from New Jersey, if I'm right. That's where he did
there
all
is an Edison, New Jersey. So
I think they named it after
my mom's side of the family's from there.
Yeah, like they, what do you call it? Like his factory or whatever was, I think, in Jersey. But yeah, Thomas Edison versus number 14 seed. This guy, I think Clem will appreciate him quite a bit because this guy had a stranglehold on the 90s. Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy, this is a guy who wrote about a trillion of the coolest books in
existence. Is that Jack Ryan?
Yeah, right.
I've never seen it, but I feel like Tom Clancy and then is
like,
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Jack Ryan and all those like Harrison Ford movies that came off of that.
Everything with Jack
Ryan.
Hunt for the Red October, Without Remorse, Rainbow Six. It's like all those games. Like he has like a whole game universe that he inspired as well. But he just like wrote all these like military books that became movies, that became games, became all these things. So Thomas Clancy versus Thomas Edison. Start with you, Gooch.
The more I've learned about Edison in my adult life, I found out he might have been a fraud.
Thank you. I was waiting my turn. You're correct. And if anyone goes with Tom Edison, you're an asshole. He's a fraud. He took everyone's... He did nothing.
Yeah, I think he was more of just a salesman.
He's made a practical light bulb. That's what he did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Scumbag.
So I am going to go the other direction with Tom Clancy because he did give me, inadvertently, some of my favorite movies from the 90s.
Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games, Hunt for the Red October, Sum of All Fears,
yeah.
Without Remorse, the Michael B. Jordan movie. That wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it certainly wasn't bad. So 1 vote for Tom Clancy. I don't know enough about what Edison has faked or not faked. I mean, I'm on his page right now. It says the Thomas Edison light bulb, the phonograph, the motion picture.
You're on the Thomas Edison
motion picture is a big one.
Yeah, I am on thomasedison.org. The iron ore separator, that's not as cool. Electric pen.
Who runs thomasedison.org?
He's got half a little bit of relatives. The kinograph, the mimograph. I don't know what half these other things
are. That's a good question. How much do you think his like progeny, like, do you think they're still just collecting the dough?
They're definitely subsidiaries of other companies now. So like Ford probably owns half of his inventions or whatever. So I'm not
sure. Edison.
Con Edison. Damn, great point.
Think about that.
So I'm going to go for, I'll say Tom Clancy. My eyes have been open on Thomas Edison.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
I'm not familiar with all this propaganda that Tom Edison's a fraud,
yeah,
so
thank you.
I'm going to have to go with Thomas Edison until I'm proven otherwise. Mm. I've seen nothing concrete.
Well, I'll show you that it is concrete. It's, first of all, he gets credit for, like, electricity. That was Ben Franklin. He was the one guy out there with the fucking kite. He
discovered
it. Discovered it. That's the guy who actually got electrocuted for us.
Mm-hmm.
Edison also didn't make the first light bulb. Someone else did. It just wasn't good. He made a good, he made a long lasting light bulb. That's what he did. He's so, a, like, he, yeah, good for him, but he gets too much credit for what he's done. So I'm going Clancy.
You're going with Clancy. Three votes.
What's your favorite Tom Clancy book?
No idea. I couldn't even tell you.
It's an anti-Edison.
I have
book.
No idea who Tom Clancy is.
Listen, but Tom Clancy also didn't write his books.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm just fucking with you, Marty.
God damn it.
You had me go, no,
me too. Damn it. Tommy.
Yeah, listen, I've never read a Tom Clancy book. You know what I have done?
Oh, that would have been so cool if that chair got
it did. Yeah. I've done this. I could do this all day. Yeah. Electricity.
See, no, like, I respect, because I dressed up for Halloween as Ben Franklin. Like, I respect people that did something.
Mm. So, did Ben Franklin own slaves? You dressed up as a slave owner for Halloween?
I don't know if he owned slaves, did actually. He? I don't know if that's true. Yeah, he
did. How do you know?
I don't know if that's true. I'm,
trust me.
Why do you know so much?
He was like a whore.
He was a whore. Yeah. He was a big-time whore. He loved to fuck around. I think
Ben
he, like,
Franklin?
I think he got banned
He's
from all
gross.
The... Dude, yeah. He was a lecher. Like, he was Ugh. Like fucking... He was our ambassador to France.
Yes.
He's like our ambassador to France, and they like, banned him from the
country. I guess my mom didn't
country.
Check up on what I wanted to dress
but
as
he
Halloween.
He has cool inventions, too. He made, like, the bifocals, like, glasses
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Good for him getting on the $100 bill, too.
Yeah. Not even a president.
It's usually presidents, yeah.
Same Is he the only... Hamilton. Hamilton?
Yeah. So we are 3 for Clancy, 2 for Edison. Clem.
All right, so I'm going to say, coming into this, when I hear Thomas Edison, I think there's like a picture of him, and he's just has a scowl on his face, and his arms are crossed, and I know all the fraud stuff, all the allegations, and I kind of believe them, to be honest with you. And the guy who kind of takes the biggest hit from this is Nikola Tesla, right? Because they say he was like the other side of the electric wars. However, we now know what Tesla's name has happened over the last few years with the Tesla name, so it kind of just wipes out the Edison – like all the bad shit from Edison, because Tesla's taking shit for stuff he didn't even do in this case. So I think I'm just going to go Edison, just because it's like, yeah, he made the light bulb that works. Without him, we might still be fucking using candles everywhere.
Get Pat completely
is Pat going to get annoyed if I keep calling?
Pat might love Tom Clancy. There is a very high potential he might love Tom Clancy. He's in the right, like, all he was right. The right age.
Yeah, well.
I could see him just being like, I'm not doing this all afternoon.
Yeah.
Hello?
I got another one for you. Are you okay if we call you anytime we need you over the next half hour or so?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Who do you like more, Tom Clancy, the author, or Thomas Edison of electricity?
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.
Man,
what's
it.
The thinking there?
We wouldn't have any electricity if it wasn't for Thomas Edison.
Does Brilliant. You know Tom Clancy?
Unless, like, Mincy came up with it years later.
Do you know Tom Clancy?
Edison.
Okay, got it. Talk to you later, Pat.
I'm not entertaining this.
That was incredible.
I'm not
Edison.
That's just affirmative.
Not entertaining that even a minute longer than he has to. Thomas Edison is going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed, a sexual Goliath of a man, Tom Selleck. The man who I think is the definition of mustache. I think you are we aware of Tom Selleck?
Yes.
For the most part?
You know Tom Selleck. Friends.
Love Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great mustache.
And Tom Selleck is going up against the number 7 seed. This is like one of the, I think, the 2 fictional ones we have, or 3 fictional ones we have. Tommy Callahan, a.k.a. Tommy Boy. From the movie Tommy Boy, played
I've
by
never
Chris,
seen it.
Played by Chris it's Farley. Oh, you guys have never seen it?
No. Excellent.
That's crazy. It's
you guys
so
would
fun.
Love that.
You
one.
Guys would love
Yeah,
that
I've
movie.
Heard only good things.
Yeah. Yeah, just imagine funny Chris Farley character and you're there. So now Tom Selleck versus Tommy Callahan. You're up first, Clem.
Man, so you said Selleck, and I mean that's the king of the mustache, right? My dad had a mustache. Anyone whose dad had a mustache, Selleck was kind of your dad's dad in a sense because he paved the road for him for making the mustache as cool as it was in the 70s and 80s. Three Men and a Baby. I don't even know that many Tom Selleck movies. I don't know. Mr. Three. No, he's Mr. Baseball, I believe. That was another one.
When he goes and plays in Japan.
Yeah,
what was that?
He was the original pick to play Indiana Jones.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh,
that's who George Lucas wanted. Mm-hmm. He did not want Harrison Ford.
Yeah. I think he could afford him, right? Or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and like you probably have to hear a lot of Harrison Ford complaining about doing all the Star Wars stuff. He didn't probably want to have to hear it with Indiana Jones as well, right? Yeah. But it's like, again, big Tom Callahan. He's going to have an uphill battle if these guys haven't seen Tommy Boy. So I'm going to go with my guy, Chris Farley, just to fucking try to even the tides and see if we can get him through the next round here. So big Tom Callahan, save the family business from going under. Guys, it's a story of triumph, unexpected triumph. It's kind of all of us just finding our way in the world and ending up at a place like Barstool. That's Tom Callahan's story for you. Tom Callahan is my vote.
Seventh year senior at Marquette. Stops Rob Lowe from taking over his family business or whatever. Like, it's just, it's a classic. Tommy.
Sounds great. I'm sure I'd like it, but I haven't seen it. And I have seen Friends, and that's kind of what I most associate Tom Petty with. Even though Richard I don't like as a character because he's always trying to steal Monica from Chandler, but I'll go Tom Petty. Tom Selleck.
So
I always get that confused in my head for some reason.
Petty and Selleck?
Yeah.
So 1-1 right now, Marty.
Selleck. Selleck's a man. You look at it, you want to listen to what Selleck has to say. And you just like, you ever watch Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
It's when he has family dinner. Everyone listens to him in Blue Bloods, so I like Tom Selleck a lot.
He's like, I think, my favorite police commissioner character like ever.
Because you believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a cop.
Tom Selleck.
Two for Tom Selleck.
I love Tom Callahan. Even I can admit, he's not a man. He's a big boy. He's a big giant boy.
It's called Tommy Boy, not Tommy Man.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Big Ev.
I'll tell you what, though. People listen to Tommy Boy, though. That's he rallies the troops. I mean, he could have been the guy that was, you know, his dad owned the business. He stuck up. The employees like him, you know, because he's a good guy. He's a salt of the earth guy. Seventh year senior, he said, drinks his face off. But just a vibes guy, like a through and through vibes guy. Give me Tom Callahan.
Tom
Selleck is the patron saint of mustaches. Tommy Boy is the patron saint of the big boys. So the big boy vote is definitely a never
gonna.
Yeah, I'm,
he's gonna go if he lasts. He's gonna go a long way here for me.
But between these two, I appreciate Tom Selleck as like a concept of a person. Like, but the character of Tommy Boy is so funny. Like Fat Man in a Little Coat, like all that shit, dude. He's so fun. And like the scene where he's like explaining like the ambulance thing to the brake salesman, whatever.
God,
dude, he's so fucking funny. I gotta go with Tommy Callahan. So that means 3 for him, 2 for Selleck. Gooch.
This is tough because every time I go to vote for Tommy Callahan, I think of Tom Selleck in my head. And goddamn, he's just, that's one of the best looking men to ever walk the earth. He is so goddamn handsome. I got to put that out of my mind right now. Callahan. Before I change my mind again.
That means
Selleck probably smells so good too. Let's be honest.
Like naturally too. Like he just
naturally like he smells like pine.
Yeah,
like mahogany. I was thinking,
he just has a musk on him that you're like, oh, he's a man.
He's a man's man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd let him hit it from the back.
Yeah. And we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed. I'm curious how many people in this crew have even watched the show, but I have to throw him out there because he got. Out of all of them, I didn't want him included.
Can I guess who it is?
Yeah.
It's going to be Tom Haverford.
No, although. We could sub potentially depending on how many people have seen this. Tom Wamsgams from Succession.
Yeah,
okay, cool. That's perfect.
Is Tom Haverford not on here?
He's not on here. He's very funny.
He might have been my top pick in the whole thing.
And he's a Tom too.
That's Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah. Okay. Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
Although it's not actually his name technically.
Tom Sandoval.
Oh yeah. What was his name?
He's like an Indian name or something. Like I don't know. But his real name wasn't Tom Haverford. But he picked Tom Haverford because he thought it sounded cool, which is very funny. So Tom Wamsgams from Succession, very funny character, amazingly played, Matthew McFadden, right? Very funny character going up against number 2 seed. Is there a Tom we haven't mentioned yet that you guys have thought
Tom
about?
Tom Brady.
This is easy.
So Tom Brady of many different types, levels of fame, going up against Tom Wamsgams, the character from Succession. Let's start with you, Gooch.
Yeah, I think it's Brady. I don't know. I think everyone has a coming to Jesus moment with him. Or at least everyone did, where it was like by the third or fourth ring, you're just kind of threw your hands up and you're just like, yeah, this guy's the GOAT. I can't do anything about it.
It's tough because like
he's definitely taken a hit in the past few years.
Yeah.
Definitely. But 100%. Not enough to
listen, not as much as like Belichick.
Yeah.
Not
exactly.
Even close. Yeah.
That's a really good point. That has really thrown people off the scent of Brady a lot.
What the roast? But I thought it was funny.
The roast was hysterical.
No, but leaving the roast saying he regrets it the most was
that was dumb.
So stupid. Just like regret it in silence. Just because everyone was respected you for doing the roast. He literally went on a podcast again saying like it ruined his life.
Yeah.
He's had a little too much work done on the face lately, too.
That, too. And that's not helped. And he's not particularly great at broadcasting, but, like, that's...
I think he's better than people give him credit for.
I agree with that,
I think
too.
So, too. I don't think he was horrible. I think he was just fine.
Yeah. So, him versus Wamsgams. Wamsgams has brought me more entertainment. Brady has brought me more pain. as a football fan more than anything else. He's made my life miserable. And for you, I think for you guys as Giants fans, it makes your
He's
it
made my life care. Easily.
Yeah.
It's made your life 10 times
better.
Well,
I would always root, after the Giants beat them twice, I would always root for Tom Brady to win as many Super Bowls as possible. It's like it makes the fact that Eli beat him twice that much more.
I was hoping we'd play him in the Super Bowl every time.
You know, it only raises the accomplishment.
Exactly.
His greatness only just puts the fact that we beat him not once but twice on a pedestal.
And he's by far like the best quarterback
That's
ever.
The only he's the only reason why they don't look at our franchise as like a joke.
Yeah. The fact that you beat the best quarterback.
Because right now, if we didn't win those two, it'd be pretty bad.
So, as much as Brady's made my life miserable and Tom Wilson's games made my life better because he's such a funny fucking character, like the, what do you call it, Greg and Omelette thing.
Can't make a Greg without a Tomlin.
Where Seamus Grilling, a Nazi guy. Like, oh, that shit is so funny, man. But yeah, I mean, Brady, he's the Tom. Like, him and Tom Cruise are the two Toms to me, like the twin Toms. No, don't take that name for further. But yeah, I love those two. So I'll go with him.
Yeah, but it's Brady easy. I mean, as a Giants fan, that's great. I mean, he's sure, man, but it's nice to be kryptonite. Like, it's not.
Oh,
like,
that's a good buzz.
It's not bad to be kryptonite. Like, you
that was great.
You still have some goosebumps. Some special power in the holster a little bit. It's nice to be in that seat.
You see the easy. Anthony Edwards clip where he's walking the street and he's like, the good guy gonna die in this movie. He was talking about the Lakers, like beating the Lakers. He's like, the good guy dies in this movie. Fucking awesome. I love Anthony
You
Edwards.
Do love Anthony Edwards.
I love Anthony. If it's Knicks T-Wolves. Oh.
Did you watch the movie with Adam Sandler?
He was great.
He was really good in it.
He's incredible.
He was really, really good in it. Yeah. What were you saying, Clem? Sorry.
In that clip, they were talking about, because it was like Boys in the Hood they were referencing. And they're like, yeah, is Boys in the Hood your favorite movie? And he's like, nah, it's Matilda. The paparazzi didn't know what to say to that.
Hey, great taste. That's an awesome movie.
He's paying child support up front.
Yeah.
Unreal. That story's unbelievable.
That's the only bad thing maybe about him. So we are all...
slings it.
I cannot wait till we get the Jordan commentaries next year. Once we get Jordan talking about Anthony Edwards, I can't wait for
it. I love how my favorite NBA storylines are when people just say it's Michael Jordan's son. Yeah. Like, it was
Jimmy Butler for the longest time.
Now it's Anthony Edwards. Like, that's got to be Michael
Jordan. Basically, if he just hits like two threes in a row in a game, it instantly just gets thrown on Twitter, the picture of like that face.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, like, Michael Jordan had a son, and he sucked at basketball. He was terrible.
Yeah. Great at drunk driving.
Also,
the
reason you never want to be his son, like, he was a D1 player, and look at the way we talk about him.
Yeah.
He played Division I basketball like this fucking loser. Like, get this guy the fuck out of here.
Really was, though. That drunk driving video was wild.
Yeah, it is. Well, just where the car is.
In the middle of train tracks. Like, I don't know how I got...
train.
Just made a bad turn.
And also, dated Pippen's wife or whatever, or ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a lot of shit going on. Marcus, right?
Marcus Jordan.
He's got a lot of shit going on. Mush, you're going with Brady?
No.
Wom's
game.
Whoa.
I'm Team Giselle.
And who's she? She married like a BJJ instructor.
Good for her. She's getting treated right.
Yeah.
who I did not realize till recently was her instructor while they were married.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I did not know that part. I just recently found out that part.
That's the nightmare.
That's like, brutal. Because then you're just thinking she was fucking him the whole time. How can you not think that?
Tom Brady, easy. I mean, I love Succession. I love Tom Wilson's guys. But I mean, Tom Brady, you know. He's going to go down as, well, like, people talk about Michael Jordan. Like, he's our Michael Jordan or whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the pantheon of sports names.
Easily.
Like, and it's going to be so hard to explain to, like, our kid generation. We're going to be like, you have to understand, like, well, at least, again, not for you guys, but for me and Gooch, is more like, when your team went to play against Tom Brady, you knew you were going to lose. Like, it just sucked ass.
It's kind of crazy. Like, Mahomes is so good, and he still needs four more.
Yeah.
And he's been to Super Bowl. He lost two already. Like, he's still got a long way to go.
Yeah. And I don't know how much longer Reed will coach, which is thank God. So now Brady's going to win, but Clem?
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Yeah, Spoiler for the people who haven't seen the end of Succession. Wamscam wins Succession. Brady won like his thing the first year. Like they were both scrappy dudes, came out of nowhere to win. We didn't know if they were going to win. And then Brady just kept winning every single year. Womps games just won after years of eating shit.
Unfaithful wives too.
Yep. And again, we would not probably be working for Barstool Sports if Tom Brady didn't go on the run. He went on and, you know, sold a shitload of merch.
Mm-hmm. So Tom Brady is going to move on. Now we can run through our players really quick. First up, Tom Hanks versus Tom Holland, Battle of the Actors. Have they been in a movie together? Am I crazy?
No. I guess no, but
I feel like they were in something weird over COVID, but I feel like it might be blacking it out. So Tom Hanks versus Tom Holland, you're up first, Clem.
I was wondering if Tom Green made the cut, and then I realized
Tom
again,
Green did not make the cut.
I'm too old for this shit. Robbie didn't even know who Tom Green was like 2 years ago when I told him about him. I mean, I'm Hanks. I am a Hanks guy. I don't know if that makes me like very, you know, basic or the fuck the word is for that these days, but I'm a diehard Hanks guy. That COVID thing, that was like the first COVID conspiracy was that they gave it to him so them or they said he had it to make people actually like mask up or sit inside. Yeah. So like that he is that dude though. He's the fucking king of the whites, I guess you could say. Or at least he was. So Tom Hanks is my guy.
One vote for Tom Hanks.
I'm going Tom Holland. I like Tom Holland. I don't dislike Tom Hanks, but I don't know. I think Tom Holland's really good in the Spider-Man movies. Again, mm-hmm. I've watched some interviews with him, and I like him. I haven't watched interviews with Tom Hanks. That's sort of the deciding factor. Yeah, and that song.
And the The only lyric is Tom Holland that we have so far. So Tom Hanks.
I think it's, if you think I hit a wall, then I'm Tom Holland, which is clever.
I don't get it.
Spider-Man jumps off walls. You think I hit a wall? Nah, bitch. I'm Tom Holland.
Jumps off walls? Like climbs walls, I would...
He jumps and climbs off walls.
Yeah. Jumps, swings, it's all.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going Tom Holland.
Tom Holland?
I really have no opinion of both.
You don't like Tom Hanks?
I don't mind Tom Hanks. I just find him kind of be a curmudgeon.
Ever since Saving Private Ryan?
No, I love those movies. Incredible it's more movie. Like I just don't, I for some reason, feel like he's an angry man.
I like him in
Elvis. He took a hit in Elvis.
Elvis is tough.
Elvis was
he derailed
tough.
It.
I forgot about. Oh my god, he derailed that.
He was pretty bad.
I watched an airplane. It was horrible.
Big.
Forgot about that.
You. I'm assuming Clem, you're a big fan.
Yep.
Catch me if you can.
I'm not the Burbs. Joe versus Volcano though. Love Joe versus
Volcano. Oh, what was the one Turner and Hooch?
Turner and Hooch. Yeah.
He had that stretch in the late '80s where he was doing all comedies and they were all pretty funny. Like he was a pretty good comedic actor before he turned dramatic.
You've got
fucking Band of Brothers. I'm not going to go on a Tom Hanks like defense. I probably would have done it like 5 or 10 years ago, but like you said, the internet kind of did start pushing back on it. So we just quietly, you know, we put our picture of Hanks and we say goodnight to him before bed. Yeah. We don't defend as much as we used to.
So we are 2 for Tom Holland, 1 for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Also, like Gucci, there's no white boy summer without Tom Hanks. He's bringing lots to the table. Lots to the table.
Fair.
The Chet is so fucking funny.
Bad guy.
No offense. He is a funny guy.
Yeah. I mean, those Chets were funny.
Tommy,
if it becomes you versus Tom Hanks in the finals, can you call Chet for the tiebreaker for that one?
It must be a new number because I looked and like it went from iMessage to text message. So
gotcha. Okay, fair enough.
Makes sense. I'm going to go with Tom Hanks, too. And again, I think great contribution to cinema. The Chet Hanks thing really is pushing it over the edge for me here, the more I think about it. Like, the videos, do you remember he would, like, walk out on the street with, a Jamba Juice? Bumba clock, he's like, woke up, internet gone mad. And it's just the funniest fucking thing. Why are you doing that? You're Tom Hanks' son.
And the wife looks over and be like, his head just, like, bouncing off, like, black asses. Yeah. Like, it's hysterical. Like, he's, he also did this, like, now he's, like, sober and, like, working out. He's, like, back acting again. Or I think he just started, like, a country. I think he just signed a deal. He's, like, a country, like, duet where, like, the singer and the other guy's the, like, guitar player, I believe.
I love that. I'll be checking it out.
A talented guy.
And
talented
I never would have thought that. If you asked me that, like, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd be like, Chet, this kid's a loser.
He can act. He can do music. The guy's the full package.
Dude, multi-hyphenate. So I'm going with Hanks.
Yeah, send it home with Hanks. Send it home.
So Hanks is going to move on. Now Tommy Smokes versus Tom Petty. This is what I was saying. I think you have kind of a knock.
Oh, this is very easy.
You have a kind of easy road here, but let's see.
Gooch. Petty.
One vote for Tom Petty. I don't particularly love. Like, I love like I really like 2-3 of Tom Petty songs. That's it. So I'd go with Tommy Smokes. Tommy Smokes is gonna be much more entertainment value.
He just has a lot of classics.
Thank you.
You've done the same joke 18 times, maybe laugh every time.
I mean, call a mommy. You can forget
Thursday thoughts. It's a lot of
volume 73.
I'll go Petty. We'll see what happens, Tom.
Two for Tom Petty. 3 for Tom Petty.
I would have went myself.
It's not. So it's three votes for Petty.
Tommy Smokes.
So two votes for Tommy Spokes, three votes for Tom Petty. And Clem did just mention how Tom Petty, he tried to go to one of his concerts. So I feel like could go.
The number, he was like the number one on the to-go-to list. So I love the guy. Maybe I've just been spoiled because I've had Smokes in my life for so long. I remember listening to the Tom Petty Greatest Hits. It is fucking it was mind-boggling how many good songs are on that. Granted, it's the Greatest Hits, but it's like it just doesn't miss the entire time. So it's Petty.
Hey, that's fine. Listen, I've already won the best tea things. I can't win.
You beat Tom Cruise.
I beat Tom Cruise.
Beat Tom Cruise.
That's going on the tombstone. Yeah. Beat Tom Cruise. No context.
So Tom Petty versus Tom Hanks, Clem.
So Tom
Petty versus Hanks?
Yeah, Hanks versus Petty.
You know, Petty was like my number one to go to, but he wasn't my all time. I must see this guy over anybody. Hanks has been my number one favorite actor, so it has to be Hanks based on that alone.
One vote for Tom Hanks. Tommy?
Yeah, I don't love this matchup. I think, you know, if this was a real matchup, Tom Petty is defeated and tired after taking me down. Like, that was a tough game. He had a battle through. Tom Hanks, well-rested. I'm not crazy about either. I mean, they're both good, but it's not like I have a real affinity for either of them. But Tom Hanks, I've enjoyed more of his movies than I have Tom Petty songs.
Two for Tom Hanks?
Yeah, now I think that's exactly how I feel. And now I don't know. I just went against Hanks. But Tom Petty's got some cool videos I see on Twitter.
He's dead. How is it? What is he posting?
he wasn't always dead. People are posting videos of him.
They're like reposting stuff that he
has. Concerts and stuff.
I'll be honest. Yeah. If you showed me a picture of Tom Petty, I wouldn't know what he looks like.
Tom Hanks.
I don't think I would either.
Like a guy from Florida.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
That's a fair point.
Accurate.
He really looks like a guy from Florida.
You know what? I'm not even going to look. I'm going to be someone who never knows what Tom Petty looks like.
Fair enough. We're all
Tom Cruise doesn't know what Tom Petty looks like.
Three for Tom Hanks right now.
Yeah, I'll keep going Tom Hanks. I'm a big Tom Hanks guy.
Yeah, I would vote for him as well.
Damn. I would have gone Petty. Hanks was never in Barnyard. Remember Barnyard? The cow? The barn was taken over coyotes.
Wait, is this the cartoon?
Yes, all the hens had been kidnapped by coyotes, and Otis has to face them down alone. Tom Petty's "I Won't Back Down," sing by Sam Elliott.
I thought you were going to say that that was Hanks.
No.
But either way, Tom Hanks is going to move on. Now on the other side, we have Thomas Edison versus Tom Hardy, a matchup that has been thought about many times, I'm sure.
Sorry, who was it? Hardy versus?
Edison versus Hardy.
Oh, Hardy for sure. Like I said, just what a guy. He is one of the funniest celebrities we have for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm. Between these two, I'm shaken up by the plagiarism accusations. And I can't prove them wrong.
I also want to throw out, Hardy does have a triple black belt in
jiu-jitsu,
is like very cool.
Yeah, I think Tom Hardy picks some bad movies sometimes. Loves to be in masks. Loves to do goofy voices. Refuses to do many things which would just make him like a better, more bankable megastar, which kind of frustrates me. But like the Thomas Edison thing, it's fucked with me. It's fucked with me too much. I'm gonna go with Tom Hardy.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll just in the wise words of Pat Edison. Edison.
What? 2-1.
He's the guy.
It's Hardy. It's just like. Edison's just like, the toilet. The guy who invented the toilet, everyone says it's John Crapper. Mm-hmm. It's not John Crapper, but John Crapper was like a famous plumber or something in the 1900s or some shit. And
famous plumber?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Believe me. I watched because I was always telling
that it could exist.
Him at Mario?
Listen.
Imagine if one day you're shitting outside for years and years, and they're like, this fucking guy invented a way to shit that out. Yeah. You just fucking press a button. It's
goes
gone.
Away.
You would know that guy's name.
Yeah, I'm okay with people saying it's John Crapper because that's funny. Mm-hmm. You know, like Crapper. But I just don't like the fraud thing of he just was a very good, he's a good inventor. Mm-hmm. Not even invent the electricity, but. I'm going with who's the other guy?
Tom Hardy.
It's all going to be Tom Hardy, but.
I like Tom Hardy, but at my core, I'm an Edison guy.
Ooh.
I'm an electricity guy, dare I say. So I'm going Thomas Edison, and I don't care about the accusations.
That means we are.
It's not an accusation. It's true.
I have it. I don't know it.
He needs to research it.
It's never come across my desk.
Nothing has been brought to me
concrete. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
What do you mean?
You're just saying words.
You're just saying.
Look it up.
I don't want to right now. We're doing a podcast.
Looking things up is one of the most annoying things. How annoying is looking things up?
Yeah, yeah.
The easiest thing in the world.
I'm choosing to believe.
But that's not a concrete thing. It's not like looking up.
No, you say who created the light bulb?
Born.
Who created the light bulb? people think.
He created light bulbs.
What did
right?
it say? No, he didn't.
He made the first like marketable.
All right. Well, then yeah, a bunch of people made awful light bulbs. You made a good light bulb. That's something.
Is Thomas Edison a fraud? People claim he's a fraud. He didn't invent any of these things. He was a technical founder, taking ideas and bringing them to market. So I guess he took ideas.
He stole ideas.
Like ideas that were like not practical and made them practical and sold them. So he didn't,
whatever he did, he got us electricity.
Yeah. So
he brought them to the people.
Yeah.
Also, on large scale. I know people, like you mentioned before, Con Edison, Clem, and I know people love to shit on Con Ed. I've really never had an issue with Con Ed. Knock on wood. People always go, oh, Con Ed. My lights pretty much always work.
Yeah. I've never had an issue in the city.
Yeah.
So right now we are 3-2 in favor of Tom Hardy over Thomas Edison. Clem.
Again, I know all the accusations. I've read some of the stuff way back when. This is the thing we're not talking about. The history books are written by the winners. Thomas Edison won. We are here because Thomas said Christopher Columbus discovered America. No, he didn't. It was this guy. Christopher Columbus, 1492, sailed the ocean blue. Heard it a million times. Now we have people fighting over whether it's statues and he'd get a day off, all that shit. And I just went to thomasedison.com and I was looking for these fraud things and I stumbled upon this instead. And this is what I'm going to lead you with. He led no armies into battle. He conquered no countries and he enslaved no peoples. Nonetheless, he exerted a degree of power, the magnitude of which no warrior ever dreamed. His name still commands a respect as sweeping in scope and as worldwide as that of any mortal. A devotion rooted deep in human gratitude and untainted by the bias that is often associated with race, color, politics, and religion. That's like Tom writing a fucking Team Portnoy statement right now.
Yeah.
That alone.
That's my ChatGPT hyping me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. All right. Get Pat on the line.
I mean, I don't even think Pat doesn't know who Tom Hardy is. Yeah, Tom isn't going to choose
Edison. Yeah, you know what? That's fair. It's going to be Tom Edison, especially how the way he talked about electricity. This guy just loves electricity. So Edison is going to move on. And now we have Thomas Brady versus Tommy Callahan of Tommy Boy. Which one of these things is the better Tommy? This is like one of the funniest movie characters ever versus the best football player ever. So it's really going to kind of pick your poison here. You're up first, Clem.
So I thought Brady was like a shoe-in to win this all. I also want Brady to like win it on Barstool. It just feels too much of a layup for him. It's too much of a home field advantage. And again, as the patron saint of big boys, I have to – I'm trying to like talk my – who is Tommy Callahan as an NFL quarterback?
Jared Lorenzen?
Yeah, I was about to say Lorenzen.
That's probably not the best. However,
he was on the Giants Super Bowl. He was the backup.
He was, and also Tommy Callahan, the guy who no one thought could do it, was just leeching off the family name, but somehow comes through when it matters. He's Eli Manning.
Wow,
Tom fucking Callahan.
Wow, holy.
He's Tom Brady. I just like Eli Manning.
That was a great comparison. So one for Tommy Callahan. Tommy,
that was a nice pump up speech. I'm still going Tom Brady. Still haven't seen the movie, and we also don't have jobs without him. So Tom Brady.
True. That's true.
Callahan.
One for two for Callahan, one for Brady.
I think after the Clem speech, I have to say Callahan. As a big boy respecter, a truther. You can't tell me he's Eli Manning and not. I'm going to vote for him. I have to.
I'm going to go Brady. It's Tom Brady. It's impossible not to pick him here.
Give me the Pharaoh, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Which have you ever seen that? You know how they do the nicknames on like Pro Football Reference? Pro Football.
They call him the Pharaoh?
That's one of his listed nicknames for, I don't know why.
That's right.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, God, I got to call Pat again.
You like Brady actually, or Tom Callahan?
Yeah. I could, this could really go any way.
He
might hate Tom Brady.
Pat's a Vikings fan, so he has no real like.
Pat's a Vikings fan.
Yeah, they've never really, went hysterical, a guy from Staten Island, a Vikings fan. They've never crossed paths, really.
Got another one for you, Pat.
Go ahead.
Tommy Boy the movie, the character from Tommy Boy the movie, or Tom Brady the quarterback? Who do you like more? Who's better?
Tom Brady the quarterback.
Tom Brady the quarterback. We're debating best Toms, by the way, if that's not abundantly clear by now.
Plus, our boss is a big Brady guy.
So that's true. Steve Portnoy. Yeah, who would you say your favorite Tom is of all time? Not me excluded.
Well, you obviously. I don't know.
All right.
Give me some time.
All right. Listen, we might be calling again for another tiebreaker.
It's not Tom Hanks, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's good to know. He might be coming up.
He's
in
the finals. He's in the finals.
What's the finals?
The finals is going to be whoever wins Tom Brady versus Tom Edison.
Gotcha.
Well, who would he vote in Tom Brady versus
Tom Brady versus Thomas Edison. Who do you got there, Pat?
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison. No, you love electricity.
Electricity. He was an Edison guy.
Yeah, you do. Good point. All right. See you, Pat.
All right. So Tom Brady versus Thomas Edison. Start with you, Gooch.
I'm going to keep the ball rolling on Brady. He's not a fraud.
It's one for Tom Brady. We wouldn't be able to watch football without Thomas Edison and electricity.
And we've established he didn't have that already.
He brought it to market. Nobody believed in electricity.
We'd be watching on direct current. Like, what would it, I don't know if they
there are a lot of arguments that Tesla's idea for electricity was the right one.
Yes.
We went the complete wrong direction.
I'll say Brady. It's boring, but it's Brady.
Yeah, it's Brady. I mean, Edison never came back down from 28-3 to Super Bowl. He hasn't won seven. He never won Super Bowls with multiple teams.
Oh, this is a tough one for Marty.
Listen, one's a fraud, one's not. I'm going Edison.
That's good.
Good work, Marty.
Three for Brady, one for Edison.
I'm going Brady, and I think it's not a sanctity of the bracket pick, but more of a spirit of the bracket pick. We're debating best Tom. No one calls him Tom Edison. He's a Thomas Edison.
It's fair.
Tom Brady. Well, you think Tom.
Tom Brady.
Tell me someone named Tom. Brady's going to be one of the first three people you say. You might never get to Edison.
Yeah.
Because no one calls him Tom Edison. So
Tom's low on the list here, by the way, like of good names.
Tom? Oh, well, we got better.
This isn't a.
Marty's?
These are very Matt's people.
Matt's,
I will say.
There's some great Matt's.
There are a lot of Matt's.
Who? Matt Damon. Who else?
Matthew McConaughey.
That's already two better than everyone on here.
I don't know about that.
Tom Cruise.
I don't know
Tom
about Brady. That.
Matt from LeBlanc. The Bible.
We got Doubting Thomas then if we're ever playing those games.
Doubting is that's he's a bad Tom though.
Oh, listen, somebody needed to poke some holes in the whole theory and
Matthew Broderick.
Broderick.
Well, killer.
Matthew Perry, Matthew Broderick, Modine, Matt LeBlanc. Yeah, there's not a lot. Matthew McFadden, who played Tom Wamsgate.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But I'm going Tom Brady here.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to win. But Clem, you're assuming.
Yeah. That's like Edison's fraud can only go so far. Tom fucking Brady's the real deal.
Okay. Tom Brady versus Tom Hanks. Which one of these is the better Tom? Starting with you, Clem.
We're also very deep in this. Is Tom strictly a white people name?
Thomas Jones.
Yeah, but that's not. That's like you're saying like Tom. The name Tom.
Well, isn't. Is Tom Jones the singer not black?
He's like half black, I think, or something.
He might not even be.
I'm not sure. I just thought he was.
Tom is definitely a white name.
Yeah. I can't think of many black Toms.
Yeah, it's a good question. So, we're in the finals. Tom Brady versus Tom Hanks. Clem.
I think in my mind, I probably said Tom Brady is a Tom Hanks Tom Hanks is a Tom Brady of actors or vice versa. I'm just looking at his IMDb here. We've hit a lot of these. Like we didn't say anything about the Green Mile, which is awesome. Catch Me If You Can, Hand Ratty, A League of Their Own, which I always love. That's it's a different role. You have That Thing You Do, which is a really fucking fun movie. It's
the only movie
you know?
He directed too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He did the fucking, what's it called? Da Vinci Code. That was all right.
Slept on, actually.
Slept on. I think that's fair. I have to go knee jerk on this because I can't debate it too much or I'll lose myself. So I'm just going to go. Hanks was for my first blush. So I'm going Hanks.
One vote for Tom Hanks. Tommy.
I'm going Brady. Like I said, not a huge Tom Hanks. I mean, again, I'm not anti-Tom Hanks, but I don't have that. Like Clem clearly is like a Tom Hanks guy.
I am a Tom Hanks.
I mean, we're debating the best at something. I mean, all the guy has done is win. It's incredible. So Tom Brady.
Did Hanks win back to back Oscars? Or was it like a 1 year gap between Philadelphia and Forrest Gump? I think there's a gap.
There
might be a 1 year gap. But that's also still pretty impressive. His whole late 90s stretch.
You could say his 80s comedy to 90s drama turn is like Brady's first Patriots dynasty to the second one.
Because like
he did. He won back to back.
It was back to back. Okay. But then, I mean, that was a crazy stretch. He went Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, fucking Saving Private Ryan. Like, that's a crazy stretch of movies to go through.
Apollo 13. Jeez.
Apollo 13 in the middle of that. Too. Damn, man. Like, it's crazy. Okay, so we are 1-1 right now. Marty.
Castaway.
Castaway. It's the ending of that movie kills me, man. Like, it makes me so sad.
It's fucked.
I guess. I don't know. But that's a good-ass movie. Big F?
Yeah, I think it's got to be Brady, the greatest player, the greatest winner in the greatest sport. Mm-hmm. Period. I mean, no one's ever done it like him. It's Brady. You have to respect game.
Here's the thing. Brady's the best football player of all time. He still needed to do it with like a team. Like,
I mean, Tom Hanks has a team of actors and writers, but and directors.
A bigger team, I would argue.
I would say that like what he was able to do in different movies with different directors and different groups of people and is more impressive to me.
Having the fact that there was a 20-year-long debate of who's more important to success, Brady or Belichick, and then the first year they split up, Tom Brady went to a new team and won a fucking Super Bowl is still one of the craziest things in the history of sports.
You know what? That plus the fact that like Brady was always winning, and Tom Hanks over the last 10-plus years has not been in any good movies. Like he's been in a bad stretch of movies.
What was his last movie he was in?
Was it Elvis?
Like, it might have been A Man Called Otto.
I think there's one in between.
I got a cat.
My parents saw that. They liked it.
Oh, it's a parents' movie, though. Yeah. That's a big time.
Was there another one?
How long ago was the Mr. Rogers one?
That had to be 2018, 2019, something like that. I'm not sure. Yeah. But he's been in a lot of bad movies over the last like 20-ish years. So, and Tom Brady never really had a bad year. So I'm going to go, I'll go Brady. So we're 3-2 right now in favor of Brady.
3-2 in favor of Brady?
Yeah.
Well, Tom Hanks.
I mean, Brady, to be honest, we all
Brady
know.
Pat
literally said it's not Tom Hanks.
Yeah, true.
He hates Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he was like, I'll tell you who it's not, Tom Hanks.
So should we get an impartial...
How about I'll go grab someone out there? Yeah, also not like a sports fan.
Yes. Grab a rando. That way we don't have like a biased, or at least an answer that we already know.
I mean, is that... Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what other... Matthew Lillard is a good Matthew.
Who is that?
Stafford.
He was Stafford, Shaggy. Yeah. Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Slept on movies.
Yes. Billy in Scream.
Matt Bomer. Good Matthew.
Matt Bomer.
Oh,
handsome
Chuck.
Man.
Good Lord. What a good looking man.
He's in Chuck?
Yeah, he's like the actual agent that was supposed to get the intercept. Yeah.
Oh.
And then he comes back and later.
Yeah.
Matthew Modine. Okay. Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox, I think he had some issues or something, but he was a good actor. Lost.
I'm grabbing a sports fan.
What's that? Oh, let's see. I have no idea. You could go any direction.
But I feel like he can go any direction.
Here, use Tommy's mic for this. It's a very...
BJ?
It's a very, very simple question for you. Which of these Toms is better? Tom Brady or Tom Hanks? Which of these Toms do you think is better?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, wow. No question. Wow. Holy shit. What a funny comeback after being almost dead in the first round to now almost getting... and now winning. The bracket.
Right, that's hey.
I think he's got more range.
More range than Brady.
Okay. I like that.
You're right.
Brady's just like a quarterback. He can do a bunch of good things.
He just throws a ball,
like,
dude.
Tom Hanks could play any role you give him.
Sure, you can't argue with the
fair fucking
Brady
point.
Could beat any defense you throw out.
Running back?
No, probably
fair.
Not.
That's a great point.
Thank you, Jonesy.
Thank you very much.
Wow, what a pick.
The four plays, great producer Brennan over there.
You were talking about, like, you asked me other Tom and Tim rivalries. There's definitely a Brendan Brandon rivalry.
Yeah.
No,
it's got to be.
No,
has to be.
We have Brandon that works in IT. I wonder if they hate each other. Probably
they must.
Not. Yeah. So the winner of the bracket episode 175 is Tom Hanks. I did not think Tom Hanks was going to make it.
I'm unsatisfied with this winner. Yeah. I would have put Brady ahead of him. I would have put myself ahead of him. I would have put Cruz ahead of him.
I mean,
put Edison
you should be very satisfied because you beat Tom Cruise.
That's true. I did take down
the
Cruz.
First round exit for Cruz.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah, and you should be more than happy with that.
I was ready to vote Tom Green every round, and he didn't even make the five. Ev, Tommy, Marty, did you guys ever watch the Tom Green show?
I only know about Tom Green. Like, I've gotten a lot of comments like, you should watch Tom Green. You would like Tom Green. But I never have, like, watched it. But I've seen a couple clips that seems like it would be right up my alley.
Yeah. Its time, it was so different than, you know, like, what was going on. Also, Tom Hanks having Chet basically get him to
there
this point
there,
is amazing in itself.
That's like Tom Kent. There's a couple other Toms to consider, but I'm
surprised you didn't throw LaDainian Tomlinson.
He was in Road Trip.
Yeah,
he's the guy that feeds the rodents.
Yes. Yeah,
and Bob Butler too. Maybe
that's how I know.
Very funny.
Yeah, he's the Fury.
Either way, this makes me want to go watch a bunch of old '90s Tom Hanks movies.
Shout out Tom Tresh, my dad's favorite Yankee of all time as well. Tom Tresh, '60s Yankee.
Yeah.
Shout out Paul Thomas Anderson.
What's like the next best Tom athlete?
Besides
like
Tom Brady?
You're saying like Thomas Green? I don't know.
There's not a lot.
There's got to be one we're forgetting.
Famous. I was just
is Tim Duncan's name Tom?
Well, dude, Tom Cruise's real name is something weird, right?
It's like, we should do a draft. Thomas Christopher like Cruise Mapother the Fourth.
We should do a draft on people that don't go by the first name. They changed it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like every actor.
DeAndre Jordan.
It's because of the SAG. You can't like have two people with the same name.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why a lot of them change their names.
So there's not one person in Hollywood with the same name?
If they're like registered with SAG, yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Tom.
There's got other good Tom athletes.
Among a lot, right?
It's because it's such a white name.
Yeah.
Tom Lawler, the MMA / wrestler guy, he actually responded to our call and said he wanted to come on the episode. And I was like, I don't think we have enough time to get you on this
There's got to be like a pitcher.
yeah.
There's not a lot of athletes named Tom.
Tom Gordon.
Black Tom. Black Tom.
Tommy John. Tommy John.
Tommy John. Tommy John. Ooh, good call.
Tommy Morgan.
Tom Glavine, that motherfucker.
Yeah, Tom Glavine.
Tommy Fury.
Tommy Fury.
Yeah. That's one of them. But either way, shout out to Tom Hanks, winner of Bracket Episode 107.
Tom Seaver.
Tom
Seaver. That's the one.
There it is.
Yeah.
All
right, we got him.
I set a picture.
but we will see you guys next week.